Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold hands with someone if you can find a hand to hold, and we're going to pray in the spirit for a few minutes. We're going to declare by faith and agree that we're in a season of the performance of the word. Strange manifestations of God's power. Go ahead and begin to pray in the spirit. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Take your eyes away from any challenge. Take your eyes away from any limitation. Shaligebakatos saprakatos kalevendegedebalatos. Shaprakapakataparatos kadeprendegebelekoshiatabarakos sadi. Embregedegedebelekos shaprakatabaladabos. Make sure you are praying. Make sure you are praying. Sate la caparandos codobre de gebeleco siata. Make sure you are praying. Scadeba lecate prandos cadeba laco siataba. Cratapa caparandes cadevereto shegete predigate balacatos. Elanda sadabalaco shapracatos cadevrende gebeleco sadegeta. Shabrakata balagata baratos kate brande gebeleketo shata kratosikete brande kaparatos kalabrata kata brata kate belekete brate kepaka shoda brata kata kembrekete balanta shabrakas kata barata kata brate kete bekete bradungo toshodos embrekete balashate brakatos kate balados yata. There's victory in Jesus Christ. There's victory in Jesus Christ over pain, over shame, over oppression. Set your faith on fire as you pray in the spirit. Every planting that is not of God must be uprooted today. Every sickness, every condition that is not of God must be uprooted. Shate pragate balakatosh afrandas kavenekatosh likepaush kebabababakata parakatosh katevretike balatas imprakatosa likeprantes kadivalasha dabrakatos yata. There's victory in Christ. There's victory in Christ. Parasha kete balakata pratisa belegatia. Don't be tired. This is part of the miracle service. Sheke pakatushka la prateke baratuska di pratika baratusiata. Enge debelesh shalakata praska da balanda praska debelesh. Ragate belegate bakata praskata baratos salakata prandeska nebelekatos rakata prateke paruska de pretzesekate belesh manda prataka parakataska de belekatos salegebras shegate belekate prataka paruska di balakosia da balatusiata imbrakata paratuska de pretekate belekatosiata. It is my season. It is my season. In the name of Jesus, I am after the order of the sons of Issachar. It is my season. Declare. Mante brakatos kalibrendike bata. Shalibereke brandes katibala kuryata paradus yata. Pray, pray, let it be from the depth of your heart. Iba shikete belekete bakata praskata balakato mente pratoskate kata parakata fretekete belekete pratokato That which is my portion in the spirit, I obtain by faith. That is which is my portion in the spirit and in destiny, I lay claim by the power that is in the name of Jesus. Rakataka pratagadebe lekash koto pronto gos koto pragadebe rakate bashkala barakatos kate pratagaba lekate praskate baresa debe lekate shanemenekate branda sabalakata praskatebe lekate shadekate bereko shalakatos imbrakata paratakata pratagate berekate prasakate lekata shabrateke baruskate praskate balakatos mende brandos koto pragate balakata Proskedea, Madi Bragatuskia Tabalakatusa, Kapraska Paruska de Brendeke Paruska de Lekete Braskataba, Shabereske, Mente Pratakata Pratekete Lekete Prasetekatesh, Imprekete Parusko to Prosko to Pretekata, Soto Brende Belekete Braskede Balatos. One more minute. Segete belegete paroda siata balakus. Segete belegete praskate balakata parus. Shato praskote brandigete balakus siata baladaba. Praying your way to victory. Praying your way to new dimensions. Praying your way to higher levels in the spirit. Praying your way into testimonies. The manifestations of the speakings of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, we're still going to pray one last prayer point before you be seated. I want you to mention everything that must live your life this night. Mention it by yourself as an act of faith. For those following, you can stand in for your children. Everything that is not in the word, everything that is inconsistent with the speakings of God, you are going to pray prophetically and declare that it lives finally. Go ahead and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Parasobakata. That barrenness situation, that situation of shame and reproach, limitation in progress, I declare by the Spirit of the Living God, your end has come. Is someone praying? Thou shalt declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Decree and declare. Ela baratos calibra negativa shalabada. Goodbye to shame. Goodbye to reproach. Goodbye to pain. Goodbye to disappointment. Goodbye to sin and not handling. There must be a performance. 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 Goodbye to stagnation. Goodbye to fear. Goodbye to oppression. Goodbye to yokes and curses. name we pray. For in Jesus' name we pray. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. Jesus, the Son of God, I believe in you. I believe in you. Sing it two more times from the depth of your heart. Of the living God, you were sent by the Father to us. You represent the ministry of His power in our lives. And tonight, we agree and we believe that your power will be made manifest in our lives. Lord, over many situations in this place, let tonight bring the solution once and for all. And for someone who is saying, Lord, are you able? Let me speak to your life. That this God is a mighty God and He will surprise you tonight. To someone who is saying, I shouted amen before and nothing happened. Let me declare over your life, tonight becomes your night. To someone who is saying, I celebrated the hand of God in others and what their testimonies, but I am yet to receive mine. That seed you have sown, your harvest is coming this night. For someone who is saying, I'm even discouraged, I don't know whether to believe or not, in the name of Jesus, the mercy of God is speaking for you this night. And for someone who already saw this day in your dream and your vision, I declare that what you saw that is consistent with the will of God, tonight is the night when it manifests. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you all the praise. Indeed, let tonight be a miracle service. In Jesus' mighty, matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. The name of Jesus is mighty. The name of Jesus is matchless. The name of Jesus is all-powerful. You will experience that name tonight. Amen. I just want to charge our hearts. My spirit is really fired up. Usually when God wants to provoke the anointing, He just imparts upon me the burden of many people's situations. And once that comes upon me, I am almost impatient as far as seeing the mighty hand of God manifest. Psalm 30, 11 and 12. Do miracles exist? Does God really move? Is it possible that God is able to turn a man's situation around? The Bible says, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. I love verse 12. I've read this scripture many times, but the Lord gave me a powerful revelation. He said, to the end that my glory will sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. He said, listen, I have been thanking you, but I want my results to also join you. He says, to the end that my glory, not just me, my glory, I long for my glory to also sing praises to you. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have turned my sorrow, or you have taken away sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Other versions will say, you have turned my sorrow into joy. Listen, I want you to know and to believe that miracles do happen. I want you to believe that God is able to intervene over the lives of people. I want you to believe, please listen carefully, I'm stirring your faith now. I want you to believe that signs and wonders are real. I want you to believe that new levels in the spirit and in destiny is possible. I want you to believe that God is able to make something that was not in your hand today to be in your hand the next moment. It is within the power of God. And I want you to believe that God is able to take something you did not want, that the devil is forcing in your hand, to live your life. I want you to believe that the power of God can transport things from the realm where they are hidden to the realm where they manifest in your life. You have to believe this. The life that we have been called into is a supernatural life. You must believe that God is able to save. Look at the testimony of that dear lady. Salvation, everyone, someone who had been plagued with drugs, smoking and doing all of this, and she not only had an encounter, that encounter spilled over to all her loved ones. That is the power of God. I have seen the power of God in my life. I would be a liar if I told you that I've not seen certain dimensions of God. I have seen God's strange visitations. I have seen the power of God in this ministry. What God is doing today is a testament of His power. My assignment tonight is to stand in partnership with the Holy Spirit to the end that the power of God be made manifest in your life in a way that is unmistakable. There are things that happen and you can doubt. Maybe it was God, maybe it was this. But there are things that happen. You stand and you know that this one, it was only God. Hallelujah. But I want you to believe. Do you know, most believers, the only reason why they clap over the manifestation of miracles is just that the testifiers are before them. But if they were left to the question, can God do this? They may just laugh. Part of the advantages of being spiritual is that your faith becomes so built that you can believe God for anything. Listen, this is my Bible. You see, when the Bible speaks as a parable, it will tell you it was a parable. Are we together? When the Bible speaks as something that actually happened to men, to cities, the Bible will state it very clearly. Read the Bible and see the awe-inspiring, fearful things that were done by the power of God. They were not parables. By this time tomorrow, it was not a parable. The Red Sea parting. Forget all the arguments that, you know, all of these arguments that people bring around. Let God be true and every man a liar. How about a 25-year-old barrenness situation in the Bible that was turned around overnight? How about resurrection? How about all kinds of miracles? Impotent folks that were left for dead. How about demonic oppressions? One of the women that worked in the welfare department of Jesus' ministry, he had to cast 7 demons out of her. How about Lazarus? How about the fig tree that would take from the earth and yet not bring fruits? He cursed it physically, and by the next day it had withered. How about ravens that brought bread for Elijah at Brook Cherith? How about 5 loaves and 2 fish that fed 5,000 people? Sometimes it's not just a new job you need. You need a miracle of favor. As simple as that. Hallelujah. How about Elijah running on barefoot and overtaking the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel? Except you are not a Christian. How about people mocking God, keeping the ark of God close to Dagon and locking the door? They left the altars alone, and by the next day Dagon fell forward to the ground. What altar cannot fall? There was no man of God who was preaching and praying and saying Dagon fall. They just left 2 of them. How about angels that threw hailstones and killed hundreds of thousands of people overnight? How about Saul, who encountered Samuel the prophet and returned back meeting all kinds of miracles waiting for him? Do you not believe the Bible? There is nothing in your life today, by the authority of Scripture, I tell you this. There is no situation here represented, no matter how complicated, that is worth making God scratch his head and saying, we've never seen this kind. We're talking about the God of the Bible. Is it your bills? Is it a medical condition? You've heard of God healing people here. Listen, I'm not inhuman. I understand that in the presence of painful situations, whether medical, whether financial, the truth is that these things can convey a level of pain that you can feel. If you are told you have cancer, or if you are told you have some kind of sickness, the pain is there, the growth is there, the lump is there. You came with someone who is mad, the madness is there. The person is misbehaving. You are seeing the person. If it's a demonic pattern over a family where nobody rises, you can clearly see it. But the Bible says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. Unseen does not mean unreal. You can look at invisible things. Right now, while you are seated, you can look at the healed you, or you can continue looking at the sick you. You can look at the you with an employment with dignity and honor, or you can look at the you that is supposedly miserable and helpless. The Bible leaves us with the liberty to be able to look at the things seen and the things unseen. It takes the eyes of faith to see through the lens of Scripture. That I may be sitting right now as a tenant, or not even knowing where my rent will come from. But I know that there is a God in heaven who can turn things around. I may be sitting holding a medical report right now. Look at the lady. 3 months, they said. After 3 months, you are gone. And it's been only God knows how long. I believe in Jesus. I believe in his power. I believe that he heals. I believe that he prospers. I believe that he delivers. I do. I believe that he's able to give speed. I believe that he's able to restore. Please look up. I believe he's able to bring laughter. I believe that God is able to save whole families within a moment. I truly believe it. I would be wasting your time here if I didn't believe it. I believe it. Onisha Iyanu, you're the God of awesome wonders. Tasted of your power. Onisha, you have shown me so much mercy. Listen, I am a student of the miraculous, and I'm a student of the power of God. by the privilege of God's grace and with every sense of humility, I live my life learning Jesus, learning his ways, and that includes learning the supernatural. And any material I can find that can help guide my understanding to understand the realm of the spirit better and the operation of God's power, I would plunge and throw myself into it. I can tell you this, please look up. In my life and from my study of scripture and even observing people who have worked marvelously in the power of God, there has always been two major ingredients as far as the administration of the power of God is concerned. Please listen carefully. Number one, you have to believe that God is able. As simple as it sounds, you can remain forever and never see the outstretched arm of God if you do not believe. The Bible demands faith for the supernatural to be released. The Bible demands faith. Let me add, responsible faith. There is irresponsible faith. The faith that allows God and says, God, you have to do everything. But there is responsible Bible faith. Father, you have said this. I have found it. So there's no need asking, is it your will? I have found it in your word. If you find it in his word and by the witness of the spirit, it is unwise to be asking if it is his will. It's unwise to ask whether it's his will for you to be blessed. It's unwise to ask whether it's his will for you to have peace. It's unwise to ask whether it's his will for you to be healed. It is unwise and even unscriptural to ask whether it is his will for you to live long. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Jeremiah 29:11 said the Lord, they are thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you a future and an expected end. Are we together? The word of God is the basis of God's commitment to the believer. I have taught you this. And it matters that you find it. Please look up. Many believers cannot tell you why they think God will meet their needs. If I ask the average believer now, what is the basis of your confidence as to the fact that God is going to change this medical report? As wonderful as it is to say, oh, Joshua Selman is around, I know he's a powerful man of God. You are not wrong, but that is not the scriptural basis. Have you found it? He opened the book and he found where it was written concerning him. Hallelujah. If you stand to fight poverty, the devil has a right through that spirit to say, I will not leave. He has a right to ask you, on what basis should I leave this family? I am tired. It's not a wise answer. I hate poverty. It's not a wise answer. The word of God says, I love the word of God. Now, when you bring what the word of God says, it brings an end to the discussion. Are we together now? Yes. Let them sing for joy, they that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, which had pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. End of discussion. Okay? Is this why I should leave this family? I have lived here for 150 years, turning every great person into a pauper. Now you can say my case must be different. And the basis is that this is what is written. I have found it. Now the ministry of the Holy Spirit is at work because the word of God has been revealed. I am tired. I think I don't like this. This is unfair. Life is not treating me right. Those things are emotionally consoling. But in the realm of the spirit, they weigh absolutely nothing. The realm of the spirit does not respond to pain or tears or emotions or sympathy. Please listen carefully. The realm of the spirit does not respond to tears or pain or sympathy or emotions. It responds to the word of God. The word of God is the basis for action. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Therefore, this growth, what are you looking for in my body? In the name of Jesus, you must go. You must leave. Are we together? Yes. Why do you believe that you will not be mediocre, that you will rise and God will honor you? Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. It shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all the nations of the earth. Listen, this scripture will never come to pass in your life if you do not find it and believe it. Next verse, verse 2. And all these blessings, the blessings are not few, all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord. I may not come from a family with any advantage, you will say, but in the name of Jesus, I believe that I am blessed. I believe that I am blessed. This is not a Pentecostal charismatic jumping up and down. This is a scriptural protocol to commanding the attention of God. You're too big to agree with God, you will never receive anything from heaven. I believe God. I believe God. In the name of Jesus, 1,000 shall fall by my side, 10,000 by my right side, none shall hurt me. With thy eyes will I see and behold the reward of the wicked. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Are we together now? That kings shall entreat my favor. I believe it. What does it mean to believe? To believe does not mean to merely agree. To agree with God and meditate upon his promise until you find the participatory role that you have to play. Until you find your part in that faith equation, you are not believing properly. Most people will tell you, I am believing God. I am believing God to prosper me. And you tell them, okay, so what is the basis of your believing God? The word of God says, I will prosper. Wonderful. What else? That's it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Respectfully, that will not work that way. No. God said it. You believe it. You find out what he said you should do to activate what he has said, and then you obtain grace to do it consistently. That is what settles it. So if, for instance, I tell someone, in the name of Jesus, be healed, and you are having maybe a headache or whatever it is, or a growth, and I say, do what you couldn't do before as an act of faith, and you say, listen, I know this, I'm already feeling the pain. The pain, it is partial paralysis or stroke or something wrong with my back. Believe me, even if it were Jesus Christ who stands here and is done with his preaching, you will be surprised that we will share the grace and you will leave and nothing will change. Just because the power of God is present does not mean it will heal you. The power of God is present to heal those who believe that God is able to heal them. Hallelujah. Is someone learning? Apostle, my own is that I need a prophetic declaration over my life. I feel like there is a closed heaven over me. Now when the word of God comes, in the name of Jesus, may your heavens be open. You casually say amen and then you just laugh at yourself. And the devil says, thank God you know that nothing will happen. And you guess right. Absolutely nothing will happen. Even if you fall under the anointing, you will be surprised that you will stand up and nothing will change. Falling under the anointing is not the condition for reception. Believing the word of God is. Those things are just effects of spiritual activities happening to you. Every one person who stands here to testify had to do the job of believing at a point. Lord, I believe you. You will hear them say this. Some of them had dreams, some of them had visions, but they had to take responsibility to say, I believe. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. Hear me. The day you actually believe that you will never be down in life, That is the day you leave the ground forever. The day you really believe it, that it becomes spirit and life. The day you believe that it's not in your prophetic destiny to be poor. I'm not talking of this canal, I will be rich with a heart that does not love God. I'm talking about a heart that knows the role of poverty in destroying God's purposes and the role of prosperity in advancing the purposes of God. There is something about conviction. Look on us. And he looked, expecting to receive something. In other words, if Peter and John there walked away without a miracle, that man would have responded to them and said, I am lying down crippled, but two of you are false prophets because I believe you. The Bible says he looked at them expecting to receive. Peter said, silver and gold I do not have. He said, I'm still listening. What do you have? And then he said, such as I have. You know, Peter's humility was very clear. He admitted that there were some things he did not have. Are we together? But he also acknowledged that there were some things that he had. I submit to you by the grace of God. We may not claim to have everything, but there are some things we have. As far as addressing your situation is tonight, there are some things by the grace of God that can put an end to that shame and reproach. Hallelujah. When you read that scripture, the Bible says, he said, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I know the Bible is written in summary, so you would think that in chapter 3 and verse 6, he just jumped up. No, he remained there. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Peter was surprised. John was surprised. The man was surprised. There was no miracle. Yet the power of God was still there. Yet the word of God was there. The same way it has happened since March, by God's design, you were not supposed to be writing that prayer request again. But there is something you did not do in March. There's something you did not do in April. There's something you did not do in May. I pray you do it this night. Are we together? And the Bible says, give us verse 7, that he took him by the hand and lifted him up, and immediately, when did his feet receive? What part of his body received? That means every part of your body is a receiver, depending on your action. It was not just his hand that received. His ankle bones received. Your head can receive. Your heart can receive. Are we together now? He lifted him. You would think the Bible says, and his hand. No. The power of God made contact, or the apostle's hand made contact with his hand. But the miracle was not needed at the hand. His ankle bones received. His finances received. The situation, that means I can speak over your life. It does not matter through what entrance the power of God gets to you. The most important thing is that it must go to the area that needs to receive strength, receive life. I can declare over your life, in the name of Jesus, be blessed. And for someone, that word will go straight to your finances, because that is the area that needs strength. For someone, that area, it will go and scatter an altar somewhere that will not let people rise. His ankle bones receive strength. And the Bible says he leaping stood. Please give it to us. He leaping stood up. The man made efforts. The Bible does not tell us whether he still felt pain as at the time he was standing. But it's safe to assume that he still felt pain. But the Bible says the man leaped and stood, and immediately he walked. The dynamics of Bible faith. It will always take faith to activate the supernatural. The supernatural does not just work because God is able and God is powerful. You need faith. Hallelujah. For someone, on hearing a prophetic word about increase, the Spirit of God will speak to you. Go and register a company by tomorrow. You may not have enough money for business, but go and look for a lawyer. Register a company by faith. When we say lay your hands, it's not a ritual. You lay your hands there. I'm feeling this pain, but in the name of Jesus, you are about to leave. This breast lump, you are a devil, you must leave. Ignore the pain and believe in Jesus. You are looking at the things that are unseen. And the power of God will come through the channel of your faith. And all of a sudden you will hear testimonies. Testimonies. Just like a dream. He said, you have turned my mourning to dancing. This is the dynamics. Faith. Faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. You must believe. You must believe. And you must act. Pay attention to instructions when the anointing of the Spirit is in a place. Because your miracle can be one instruction away. Shout Jesus. You just feel, what is it about Jesus? I said it this morning. Under what kind of influence? Are we together? Imagine if Joshua told them, shout over Jericho, Tehillah, that sound. And they said, listen, we are not stupid people. Do you know what it means to go around 7 times? Jericho was not like a small shop that you would go around. Going around in the hot sun 7 times. And he said, with every energy you have, shout. Let me tell you the truth. You would be lying to imagine those people did not imagine themselves being stupid. If at the 4th or 5th time the fence started cracking, that will help your faith. Because you say, wow, the gate is opening. Let's shout. Anybody will be motivated. Spiritual things look dead even to the last second. Naaman, go and bathe 7 times. Number 4, he came out. I could imagine Naaman looking at the slave girl with anger. I will kill Elisha if after 7 times I actually come out of this water. You know what it means to be leprous, and yet imagine a very dirty river. Number 5, he came out. Nothing. Number 6, he came out. Nothing. And then he went at the 7th time. The power that had always been there rested upon him. As soon as he came out, the Bible says his skin was like that of a baby. Are we together? How about Elijah and the prophets of Baal? Elijah said, call upon Baal. And they called from morning till the time of the evening sacrifice. And then Elijah put the altar together. And then he called upon the Lord. You thought that he would not doubt in his heart. You are joking. He was human. God, please show up. And you thought you would hear a sound. And then all of a sudden, like it will happen to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many seconds does it take a text to enter your phone? That is how fast it takes the power of God to get to your life. Science has shown us how fast the power of God can be. That I can send a text now, and in a fraction of a second, someone's phone will be beeping in the US, in Europe. If technology can capture the realm of the spirit and make it so scientific, can you imagine that I can send you a text, and after 10 seconds, if you've not received it, I become impatient because it's not supposed to be that long. How much more the power of God? See, some of you have waited too long. You have not been angry enough, that's why. Believe what I'm telling you. You send an SMS to someone, and after 10 seconds, it's not gone. You send it again. You send it again. After 1 minute, 5 minutes, as short as 5 minutes, you've lost patience. Because the accuracy should not allow for that kind of thing. You are the covenant keeping God. You are the covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Listen, I have taught you and I understand there is the law of process where God leads you gradually, sequentially into your destiny. But there are many things that are demonic, and there are many situations that have not manifested because of the irresponsibility of the saints. You are not yet tired of that situation to place a demand. I want you to use this text example right now and say, Lord, a human being, not even born again, sent an SMS with a phone that was made scientifically, and in a moment it got to me. What makes you believe God cannot reach you? When they called you this morning, did your phone not ring? Out of them, were you the only one being called? Many people were called, but your line, it was distinct to you. There may be thousands of people here and following all over the world, but I want you to assume you are the only one in this place. That is the spirit of faith. It's not being selfish. Lord, I thank God for my brothers and sisters, but I came here for you. Give me an encounter. Your favor is real. Let it speak over my life. I'm tired of this level. The devil will give you excuses. Who knows you? The devil will give you excuses. Are you not holding a medical report? The doctor who treated you, is he not a Christian? I want you to stand by faith and believe. You have to make up your mind. I'm tired of this situation. It must let me go. In the name of Jesus. Tired of tears. Tired of shame. Tired of reproach. Hallelujah. Now listen. So I told you there are two keys to experiencing the power of God. Number one is your faith. Number two, listen carefully. Number two is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There are many times people do not receive, frankly speaking, not because they do not have faith, but the vessel that God is using has not built capacity in the spirit through death to the flesh, through the sacrifice of consecration, through impartation, through intelligence, to rise to a level of the anointing that can solve the problems of the people. It's true. Listen. There are different tanks, T-A-N-K-S, tanks that we put water. We have different calibrations to them. There are small tanks, medium, giant tanks. If you have a small tank, it can only serve a few people. So the problem is not the tap. The problem is that the tank that is connected to the tap, are we together, can only give its limit. Is that true? So there are times the problem is not the tap. The tap is ever ready to be opened. But the major problem is the tank. The capacity of the vessel is small, not the capacity of God. Remember, I taught you that spiritual resources flow from God through man, through a vessel. That is the reason why God continues to work on us vessels, so that our capacity is enlarged. So that if there is anything that your level of spiritual development could not capture from heaven to release to God's people, by the next time you show up, you would have grown an expanded capacity. It means that there are many men of God and many spiritual leaders that God will judge them, because God will say, someone's healing. This person kept believing. But the problem was not the person's lack of faith. The problem is you as the man of God refuse to grow in a greater level of the healing anointing so that you are able to solve the problem. I have told you that the anointing works like money. If you have $100, $100 is about 60,000, 70,000, and you have 70,000 naira, if someone is hungry, you don't need to be afraid, because for a regular, you'll be able to buy something within that amount. But if what the person needs is a vehicle, you will need maybe 5 million plus and the rest to get the car. Now, you have money, but your money is too small relative to the need of the person. Are we together now? Yes. Let me illustrate something and I begin to pray. Let me have, who can I have? Come, my friend. Any gentleman? The gentleman on black. Don't worry, use it. Come. Let me use him. Watch this. Now, let's assume this, my dear one here, came with all kinds of issues. Financial issues, please look up. Headache, for instance, are we together? Family problems, yokes, curses. He came to Koinonia for miracle service, expecting to receive. Now, this guy is full of faith. He's believed God and he's believed God's servant. So he's done his own part. Are we together now? Every problem in this man's life has a dimension of the anointing that solves it, just like money. Are we together now? So let me just use money for an example. I hope you will not be confused. Let's assume that, just for example, it takes 1,000 naira worth. Do you understand what I'm teaching you now? 1,000 naira worth of anointing, just for want of expression. And it takes 5,000 naira worth to heal his hand. Are we together? To deal with the curses and the yokes, the administration of it now may take maybe 1 million naira worth. And to speak favor in his life may require 1 billion naira worth. Watch this. If my worth in terms of anointing is 500,000, and if I pray for this guy, it is only the condition that is below the level of anointing I carry that will be solved. So I can pray for him. Be healed. Curses leave. Financial doors be open. Favor come. He can't get favor. It takes 1 billion. Now I've spoken what is above my level of grace. The Bible says minister according to the measure of grace. That means you have to know what you carry and what it can do before you speak. So I prayed over 5 things in the man's life. He will return with a testimony. The headache was healed. What about the financial situation? Nothing really happened. How about favor? Well, we are still believing God. Who failed here? The vessel. I will be too proud to admit it usually. Just give a flimsy excuse. It's not God. Let God be true and every man a liar. Now watch this. If I go and stay in the place of prayer, in the place of the word, and through impartation, I now grow from 500,000, and by next miracle service, I return with 50 million. You see that? Worth of anointing or dimension of the anointing. Because of that size of the anointing, there are things I will not even pray for. You see that? Immediately, they are too low relative to what you carry. It will leave, believe me. Now, many things will change in his life except that favor dimension, because favor will require that 1 billion dimension. I will go back again. Otherwise, what is the value of growing in grace? I now grow in grace. Learn from those who have gone ahead. Receive impartation. Stay with God. And then I rise to a point where I am 5 billion worth of anointing. Now, let me show you how I'll be a blessing. Let's assume this guy were meeting me for the first time, and all his problems are less than 1 million. In a moment, in the name of Jesus, that will be it. So a man like Baba Adeboye can stand and say, in the name of Jesus. You now see what is happening. Nothing much. But the problem is not just the speaking, it's the size of the grace that is addressing the issues. Apostle, what are you saying? Is this scriptural? Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus. Why would Jesus need to be anointed? How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about on the strength of that lavish anointing. There were some things that the disciples could not do at some point in their lives. But then eventually when they encountered power, listen, did you see the progression even of Peter's life? When Peter got filled with the Holy Ghost, his shadow could not heal. He was standing near the guy at Gate Beautiful. He had not gotten to that size of the anointing. So he had to prime his faith and hold his hand. But Peter got to a point where people lined up. He did not speak. It was his shadows. If it is true that we are growing in the spirit, that means a testimony that did not happen to you last month should be able to happen to you this month. That is why it is unfair and dangerous for a man of God to remain at the same spiritual level, whereas activities just keep happening, because you will be wasting the time of God's people, and sooner or later they will discern that you have reached your limit spiritually. They will respect you, but they will leave you and go and look for what works. Members and human beings are not stupid. God has put this spiritual instinct in them. They can gauge the size and the level of what anointing is confronting their situation. And when they know that this situation that is plaguing this family is 10 billion naira worth of the anointing, you come with 250,000, they will respect you just so that you will not feel bad. But they will quietly go and look for solutions. There were certain things I would never have seen in my life years ago. Because the level of grace that comes through knowledge, through impartation, through understanding, through encounters was not there to that degree. But thank God, growth is a possibility in the kingdom. The version of you that started this year should not be the version of you that came. It will be evil of you, evil of me, if the level of anointing I came with last miracle service is still the same level of anointing I'm coming with now. What then was the need for putting a new one? But thank God that grace can be multiplied. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. How God empowered Koinonia. How God anointed Joshua Selman with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. You see, when we know this, it will grant us the humility to keep growing regardless the results we see. This is one of the most uncomfortable messages you will hear as a man of God, because it puts a lot of the responsibility over people's lifting on you. Because most people believe that they left their home to come is enough faith. That they defied the rain and stayed from morning. There are people who were here as early as 7, 10, 12. What demonstration of faith is greater than that? Let me assure you tonight that you will not be disappointed. I'm taking out time to charge your heart, because I want us to take all the limitations away so that we will allow the power of God to step in. You may be like this gentleman. You came with several prayer requests. You came with several needs. Please have no fear. God is alive. And He will visit you at the point of your need. Let me talk about something one more minute. How do you know God has visited you? Number one, by faith in the integrity of His word. And then number two, by a performance. Blessed is she that believes, for unto her. So it does not just stop at believing. How do I know God has visited me? Number one, I believe based on the integrity of His word. But number two, I believe because there will be a performance, a manifestation. How do I know God has healed me? Number one, because I know that He heals. But number two, because I know the pain has gone. Not just by faith, as we call it, gone, like it's gone. How do I know the grace for favor has come upon me? Number one, I believe it because the word of God says it. But number two, My phone begins to be full of mysterious calls from people. Where are you? There has to be a physical performance. Hallelujah. Thank you. How do I know that the barrenness situation has gone? Number one, because of the integrity of the word of God. But number two, my stomach will start protruding. Is that true? You're a woman and your stomach will protrude and they will tell you it's a child here, not that it's a growth. And after 9 months, you give birth. Now you know the word of God has come. How do I know God has visited my finances? One, because the word of God says so. Number two, because supernatural wisdom and favor comes upon me. The anointing will make me start thinking in a certain way. The anointing will manage my belief systems to start thinking consistent with the way of one who produces wealth, and then programming a climate of favor around my life. How do I know speed has arrived in my life? Because the word of God says so. But number two, between now and the end of September, I will see God do things that he did not do in the last 5-6 years together. Do you believe what you are hearing? How do I know my prayer requests have been answered? It's not just because Joshua Selman knelt down and spoke over it. No, the word of God says so, one. But number two, I keep a copy of what I submitted here and watch the faithfulness of God. Lord, I agreed for a job, and by Monday someone calls you and said, I'm sorry, I would have given you since July, I forgot. Now you know the book of remembrance has been opened. You now take it. The Lord spoke to me to pay your rent for 3 years before you get established. Now you know favor has arrived. How do you know that a new anointing has come upon your life? Number one, the word of God says so. But number two, you will begin to see results. Results that were not in your frame of reference before now. As a man of God, you begin to see results, supernatural manifestations of the power of God, dramatic things that only God can do through men. Koinonia, I pray for you. May this be your portion this night, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me, commanding results in the kingdom is not rocket science. The grace of God has demystified these things so that the saints will understand. Hear me. God is glorified when we rise. Give us Psalm 30 again. Now you will understand. It says that my glory will praise you. I can praise you even without results, but I need my glory to praise you. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and gathered me with gladness. Verse 12. It says, give us verse 12, please. To the end that my glory. That means as you are worshiping, your car outside is also worshiping. As you are worshiping, the baby is also worshiping. Your results should also worship God. This is why we are here tonight. And if you are coming here for the first time, you are welcome. You will know that you came to a place where God dwells, because my God will surprise you this night. So what is God doing tonight? One, he's healing. Two, he's bringing deliverance. Three, he's bringing breakthroughs. Number four, he's bringing restorations. Do you believe this? Number five, I believe he's opening the book of remembrance. Listen, God never forgets, but men can forget. And it is equally dangerous when men forget you. Hallelujah. The Bible says the keeper of Israel, he neither sleeps nor slumber. Look at the gentleman who gave his testimony. I hope when you listen to these testimonies, you are learning from them. Now, the man told him, I've signed the contract. And yet the man forgot. The same way somebody thought that it was you he blessed and forgot. He must remember this night. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anywhere your portion is hiding, in this city and in this nation, in the name of Jesus, if you believe it, I declare over you, by the God who called me, he must look for you in the name of Jesus. Please sit down. I believe this, oh, I believe this. Let the atmosphere of faith help that lady under the anointing. Please participate in everything we are doing tonight. Don't waste your time. You came here since morning. Don't just watch others and clap. When we're saying shout Jesus, when the power of God is moving, touching people, don't just be passive and you are watching and saying, wow, it was a powerful service. That's not what you came to do. This is not a cinema. This is not a museum. You came because there are some things that must give way. You came because your ministry, the mockery and the shame around your ministry, as though God did not call you. You came to encounter grace that will rewrite the narrative of your ministry. So if you're a man of God, a woman of God, don't sit down as if the anointing is not available for you to receive. If ye being evil, know how to give good gifts. God is a giver. Did you hear that? God is a giver. Let me give you one prayer point. Father, my portion in life and destiny, my prophetic portion, I receive it in the name of Jesus. It must gravitate towards my life. Please open your mouth and pray. That portion of grace allocated for my efficiency. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Let me add one more prayer point. Father, let me enter my season of results, that my hand will hold something. A season of results. Please open your mouth and pray. My season of results. Let my life capture your faithfulness. Everywhere, pray. You are following online. Pray. A season of the performance. Tired of being at the same level. Give me a testimony. I need a consolation to my Christian experience. In the name of Jesus, put a new song in my mouth. A song of praise to our God, that many will see and fear and put their trust in you. Let my life carry the evidence of being a child of God. Let my life carry the evidence of being a favored one. Let my life carry the evidence of carrying the mantles and the graces that you have given me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. We do not serve God just because of results. We love Him more than that. However, there are many people whose knowing God depends on your results. Are we together? When Peter stood before the Jerusalem council in defense of the miracle that happened, the Bible says the man who was healed was standing with him. It is one thing to declare Jesus based on the authority of Scripture, but it's one thing to declare Jesus in the presence of your evidence. You are a true witness when your evidence is there. You can tell people God lifts and they will believe, but when you are lifted and you say God lifts, it will be stupid to doubt you. This is what I'm praying, because see, many of you, you're promoting the purposes of God is not efficient, because the evidence that you need as a man of God, you can't keep telling people God opens doors. They keep shouting amen indefinitely. They are human. They will be tired. Do you mind praying this prayer one more time? Father, in the name of Jesus, let my life command an evidence. The proof of your faithfulness seen in my life. The proof of victory seen in my life. The proof of favor seen in my life. The proof of intimacy with the Holy Spirit seen in my life. In my life, give me a change of story. In the name of Jesus, we're going into the ministry of the Spirit right now, where God is going to be visiting us. I want you to believe. When it's time to pray for the sick, I want you to open up your heart. You came with a sick person. When it's time to receive that miracle, I want you to receive with all your heart. And when we instruct you to check yourself and you find out the power of God has touched you, you make your way very quickly here. And we'll be ministering deliverance. Listen, the word of God is the conveyor of His power. So for every word that comes, like never before, receive it with understanding and intention. I know what God has shown me about the kind of people He's raising. I know what God has told me as we pray, preparing for this. Many of you have traveled from across, literally nations across the globe, several regions within this nation. God will not gather you like this to waste your time. Hallelujah. And as I begin to minister in the Spirit, don't worry, just allow me to do my crazy things here. I'm walking with the Spirit. The way God walks, by now you know, it does not make sense. But provided it's consistent with His character and it produces results. Sometimes the ways of the Spirit is like the way of the wind. You cannot tell where it cometh and where it goeth. But one thing you cannot deny is the signature of God's power upon it. There are prophetic actions that will come. Sometimes they may not make sense. Be flexible and be childlike enough to believe the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Koinonia. Please stand. Just remain silent. I'm not making an altar call. It is the power of God that is going to be moving. And please, ushers, now let me just say this. Whether you are an usher or not, our ushers are limited. There are thousands of people here and all across. Anyone who is under the anointing close to you, if I ask you to bring them, please just bring them out so that we'll hurry up. It is my prayer that everybody will receive maximally within the limited time that we have. I don't intend to keep us too long, but I want that God will grant us grace to do so much. Hallelujah. When God speaks like this, it is because there is something that He's doing. Hallelujah. Are we together? So after the first shout, there will be a shout of a lady. And then after that, the power of God will start moving to specific people. And what I am seeing in the spirit, I'm just seeing like a cloud about to rain. And that's what God is doing to these families that He's single-handedly bringing out. Bring them out now. Please bring them out. My restorer has won my battle for me. My lifter has won my battle for me. The God of lifting has won my battle for me. I'm a winner man, a winner man. He's won my battle for me. My restorer has won my battle for me. My redeemer has won my battle for me. I'm a winner man, a winner man. I'm a winner man, a winner man. Let me tell you what is happening to these families that God is singling out. I saw a cloud, and the Bible says if the cloud be full of rain, there is a strange visitation to bring testimonies. The power of God is still moving on those families. You're not shouting, you're not doing anything. Just this is the instruction God is giving me. It's impossible to stand if the hand of God is upon you in that family. Let captivity be turned around. It's a miracle service. God is bringing to end captivity, opening the gates of heaven. It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. It's coming to an end. Surely there is an end. It is coming to an end. It is coming to an end. Shame coming to an end. Reproach coming to an end. God of lifting has won my battle for me. God of miracles has won my battle for me. The God of favor has won my battle for me. I'm a winner man, a winner man. Hala shala gata bala gato. Krata gata bele gosya tabata. I'm a winner man, I'm a winner man. Number two, tonight's miracle service is very strange. I'm seeing a bunch of keys that is being handed over to people in the spirit. Now hear me. It is coming like fire on people's hands. I want you to bring them out. Key stands for access. There are people who have not been able to access certain dimensions. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, bring them out. Access. God is giving you access. Access to realms. Access to things. Access to treasures of your destiny. Among our viewers, the Lord is showing me someone you are following from the US. You are sitting on a couch, you and your children, girls. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are part of those that God is giving this access to. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I am praying for you right now, as God is doing it here. Listen, without a key, even when there is a door, it will not open. By this key that God is giving, He's swinging open doors. I'm still praying again. The fire of God is still visiting people, opening doors by this key that He's giving. Very strange manifestation of doors opening for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very strange how God is operating tonight. I'm looking in a vision and this is what I'm seeing. Please listen. I'm seeing a woman who is pregnant and lying down like on a bed in a labor room, but she's not giving birth. I know this is a prophetic statement. There are some of you, after 9 months, a woman should give birth. But there are some of you spiritually, financially, pregnancy actually happened. But now to give birth to the testimony, something is stopping it. I'm going to pray for you. The power of God is coming on you. It's time to give birth prophetically. Giving birth to dimensions of grace. And I'm praying right now, in the name of Jesus, everyone who is part of this vision I saw, of this pregnant woman, in the name of Jesus, I stand as a prophetic midwife. I command your prophetic delivery right now. Prophetic delivery. Prophetic delivery right now. Prophetic delivery right now. Prophetic delivery right now. Prophetic delivery right now by the Spirit and the power of God. Prophetic delivery right now. Now please hear me. People usually run when I pray for speed, but people are going to be running but for a different reason now. It is not just for speed. I want you to be sensitive. It is not just for speed. It is still the same running, but the Spirit of God is speaking to me. Hallelujah. This running prophetically is a sign of deliverance. Leaving the place of pain into the place of glory. Leaving the place of shame into the place of dignity. I'm going to stretch my hands now. The power of God will come on many people and they will start running. Hold them gently and just bring them out. I decree and declare, even as God has revealed to me, I release that grace right now. Be separated right now. Be separated right now. Be separated right now. Be separated right now from any obstacle, any condition. Bringing you shame and reproach. Be separated right now. Open your mouth and begin to declare. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare. I prophesy a separation by the Spirit of the Living God. Hallelujah. Who is Matilda? I'm hearing a name, Matilda. Matilda. This should be a lady's name. Matilda. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing a name, Matilda. Please be sensitive. We're going to pray. Matilda. The Lord is bringing a visitation to Matilda and her family. Who is Victory? I'm hearing the name Victory, not Victor. Victory ends with a Y. Victory. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is a strange visitation that is coming for that person. Please don't just come out at random. Let's be sure that Victory. Alandi Shalakosiata. What's your name, my dear? Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray for people, but I'm seeing a woman, a lady. You had a miscarriage last week. Please help them. You had a miscarriage last week. I don't know where that person is, but I want to pray for you now. Victory. You are Victory? I'm seeing oil being poured on two of you. I'm going to pray for everybody, but I'm seeing oil right now. And the Lord is, and with that oil, I'm seeing something leaving your body. This is what I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over the victory that has come out by the power of the Holy Spirit. First two of you before I pray. I command right now, in the name of Jesus, by this oil and this mantle upon you, every demonic thing, every embargo sitting upon your destiny, I cast it out of you right now. 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 There is a lady, you had a miscarriage last week. This is what God is showing me. Please make sure you don't tell lies. Well, miscarriage last week. Who is that? What's your name?
Miriam.
You had a miscarriage last week. You're married. How long?
This year.
I'm going to pray for you. Who is miscarriage? How long?
Last week.
Where are you from?
From Maraba.
No. Where are you from? State of origin.
Edo State.
Do you believe in the power of God?
Yes, sir.
Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God? I'm seeing stones around fire. This is what I'm seeing. And the Lord is telling me to take it away. I declare, every altar that is speaking against your life, as I'm praying for her, I'm praying for someone. In the name of Jesus, anything that would not let you go, I stand prophetically and I scatter it right now. I stand prophetically and I scatter it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help that lady, please. I decree and declare, all who have had miscarriages according to the time of life, I prophesy to you right now. I don't care what the medical situation is. Return with your miracle children now. Return with your miracle children now. Who is Augustina? Augustina. I'm hearing a name, Augustina. Augustina. God is bringing victory for that family. The family of Augustina. God is bringing victory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is someone you have been building. This is more than 7 years. I'm seeing a building and I'm seeing the number 7 written on it. More than 7 years, it has not been completed. Whether it's an individual, whether it's a family, no matter what it is that you do, it looks like it is not completed. I want you to lift your hands. You don't have to come out. The power of God is coming upon you right now. It is the finisher's anointing. You will be surprised to see what happens. Some of you, before December, I'm standing and every power sitting on this project and will not allow you make progress, I decree and declare, go forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is opening my eyes and I'm standing in front of a river. Please look, listen carefully. I'm standing in front of a river and this is what I'm seeing. You would think it's fish that is coming out of the river, but I'm seeing human beings tied with chains. You know how fish comes out and goes back. That's what I'm seeing. The Lord wants to set people free now. Please listen. It's a massive deliverance that is going to happen now. Please hear me. I'm seeing people, like, you know how you are in a river and it should be fish that come. You know how fishes jump, but I'm seeing human beings tied like fishes, but they are human beings. I'm praying right now. You're about to shout Jesus. My goodness, my God. Every marine spirit, spirits of darkness connected to the waters. It was an element of creation God gave for man's advantage, but has been manipulated by powers that be. In the name of Jesus, anyone whose destiny has been buried, kept down by orchestrations of evil spirits, as you shout the name Jesus, may that fire come upon you and I lose you. Are you ready now at the count of 3? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. I lose you now. I lose you now. Covenants and altars tied to water. I lose you now. 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 I'm still praying in the name of Jesus. Whether you believe it or not, listen, I'm telling you, when God reveals this, many of you may not know the cause of the issues around your life. Wicked demonic patterns. No. Hear me. Look up. Let me teach you something. The Bible says in Revelations, when you read 18, 19, 20, it says in the judgment, hell gave up the dead. Then the Bible said the sea gave up the dead. The sea has become a burial ground for many people's destinies, tied down by activities of witchcraft. When you read your Bible, it says all of the abundance came forth out of the waters, and the devil has manipulated it to destroy people. I am still praying again. Anyone's destiny here, your destiny means where God has preordained for you, that has been tied, trapped down maritally, financially, in terms of fruitfulness. I decree and declare, the spirits that are back of it, be judged now. Be judged now. Be judged now. Judge now. Be judged now. Hallelujah. Please look at me. I want to ask you a question. When Naaman washed 7 times and got up and his skin became free, look up. Where did the leprosy go to? Where did the dead skin go to? the spirit of that leprosy was still hovering around. The man who Jesus told him to wash at Siloam, when he washed and he saw, where did the blindness go to? Now listen, just because people have abused all of these things through, unfortunately, extra biblical practices, you need to have spiritual intelligence enough to understand the dynamics of commanding victory for the believer. Are we together now? The water is a very mysterious spiritual substance because it has an expression of the Trinity too, as ice, as liquid, and as gas. Water is not limited by anything, does not fear anything, does not run away from anything. Very mysterious. Father, I want to pray over chains that is holding people's progress. Chains. Chains. We are going to pray for the sick shortly. But there are many of you, you do not know why, regardless the efforts, anything you do, it looks like there is no result for it. And you are not lazy. You are not lazy. You are diligent. Some of you have been in this city for many years, and yet it looks like nothing has opened for you. Please take seriously the prayer I'm about to pray, because fire from heaven is about to fall on someone. I decree and declare right now, anyone whose destiny has been chained and hijacked by the powers that be, in the name that is above all names, my God, I'm seeing fire resting on people. I declare, be released now. Be released now. Be released now. Do you believe in the power of prophecy? Listen, many of you will be surprised at the testimonies. See, you are not the only one listening. Your situations are also listening. Are we together? That means conditions also listen. Everything has breath. Everything listens. So don't think you are the only one who is here and your problems are somewhere scattered around. No, they are all listening. Did the Bible not say that when there was a conversation between the prophet and the woman, the oil and the jar, they were participating in the conversation. Nothing except. And he said, no, don't call that except. Go and borrow vessels, and the oil will show you it was part of the conversation. There's someone here. I'm going to pray for the sick shortly. You've been having severe headache. When it comes upon you, it almost acts as if you are losing your mind. This is a very demonic thing. This is not just a headache as a result of fatigue. The power of God is coming upon you right now. Right now. Two of you are not in this auditorium, but the power of God is coming upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God. In the name of Jesus. And for all of you who have come out here, you did not just come out to waste your time. I decree and declare, the same way these spirits have left you, they go for good. And for some of you, even before this service is over, your testimony begins. Deborah, 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 Deborah. Your name is Deborah? Your wife, allow him, please leave him. Deborah. Please hold the person who starts running out now. I just saw in my vision someone is running out. Hold that one person and bring the person out. Literally, like running. Just hold the person so they don't injure themselves, but bring them. I'm going to pray for you. I had in my spirit Deborah. The power of God is coming on you. Laughter. This is what I'm hearing for Deborah. Laughter, 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 laughter. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ. Laughter. You are entering your season of laughter. I prophesy it and I decree and declare. You receive it by the Spirit. May it be so for you. Laughter, laughter. Anything that fights your laughter, I curse it right now. He said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. I prophesy as I hear in my spirit, laughter, laughter. Step into your season of laughter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord is asking me to pray for a family. Oh dear. You are from Gombe State. Gombe State. Where is the family? Gombe State. I'm not saying everybody from Gombe State come out. Oh, if we have that, there is. I'm seeing a family. Mother and not. Our people are already out now. What do we do? Mama, you are welcome. Of course, everybody wants to go forward. So once you hear a word, I will pray for you. No, you don't have to come. Deborah, I already prayed for Deborah. You received by faith. We are talking of Gombe State. The Lord is speaking to me. I want to pray for you. Please believe in the power of God. We are not acting this thing. It's a mighty visitation God is going to give that family.
Who can stand against the Lord? No one can. No one will. Who can stand against our King? No one can.
Altars are breaking.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
Father, you spoke to me about a family in Gombe State. I'm using these ones in front as a prophetic point of contact. Listen, the power of God is going to come upon you. And everything that represents shame and reproach for that family, whether you are here represented or prophetically following online, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. Let the power of God bring to end every activity of witchcraft now. Every activity of witchcraft now. Be broken. Be broken. Help mama, please. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken now. The Lord is showing.
I'm
going to pray for you. Listen. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is showing me a family where the ladies don't give birth. This is what I'm seeing. Not necessarily in Gombe State. This is another case God is showing me. Ladies, whether they get married, they are not able to have children. And this is like a pattern. It's happened to a number of the ladies. You don't have to come out. Whether you are online or you are in here, please, I want you to believe. God is visiting people's situations. In the name of Jesus, before I finish with you, my Gombe people, any spirit that has sat on the womb of the ladies in any family and vowed that they will not give birth by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we command those altars broken now. We command those altars broken now. Now, for all of you, I know some of you, your children or your siblings are not here since God spoke about families. As you are standing in faith, I use you as a point of contact. And I pray for your siblings wherever they are in this nation and across the globe. Between now and the end of this year, return with strange testimonies. Return with strange testimonies. Return with strange testimonies. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please return to your seat. Please return to your seat. Please return to your seat. I'm going to pray for the sick. How many of you believe in prosperity? Financial prosperity. I know there are 5 levels. I'm talking about financial prosperity. I believe in it, though. If you don't believe, you can. It is a very bad thing to be poor. Let me just tell you straight to the point. The reason is, and remember, you have been taught here. When we teach this, we are not teaching from an unbeliever's carnal pursuit for material things. But let me assure you by the Spirit of God, you will not be able to do much for the kingdom and for yourself. Poverty takes away dignity from the life of people. Hallelujah. There is the wisdom that brings prosperity. First as a superior belief system and then an understanding of the value that you provide. There is favor that ties with wisdom and brings prosperity. But there is the prophetic that manages the back end of spiritual interruptions to that journey. Get this equation now. Wisdom as your belief system and as the value that you provide. That is the department of wisdom. There is favor programming men and systems to respond favorably to you. Then there is the prophetic dimension. Are we together? If you lack any one of these three, you will be poor. If you have a superior belief system, you have value alone, you will be very limited. You must have favor, because at the back end of what brings you wealth are men. And if those men don't like you and don't believe you, you can be valuable and you will still remain there. Are we together? If you have favor in your life and you do not have wisdom, you will only have circumstantial wealth, as important as it is. Because men will come, but wisdom, your mindset will keep driving away what favor puts in your hand. But if you have wisdom and have favor as powerful as it is, and you do not have the prophetic, you will keep building and crashing. Because one activity of demon spirits, one activity of the realm of the spirit will rubbish your wisdom completely. You can impart the spirit of wisdom, but it takes time to build belief systems. And that's what we do every week. As for favor, there is a grace. And there is an understanding that brings favor. But this prophetic dimension is my assignment. I'm going to pray for the sick, but I want to speak it. Listen, by the grace of God, I vowed before God that I will never raise a people who are just spiritually vibrant alone and then become irresponsible in every area of their life. God is not glorified if you cannot pay your children's school fees. God is not glorified if you sit down the time you should be spending building your spiritual life, you are praying for rent. No. God is not glorified if you have to tell lies and lie that you are not in the house because the person you are owing has come to knock. And afterwards you ask for forgiveness, then you lie again. It is the assignment of the church in partnership with the Holy Spirit to provide for you the resources that it takes to prosper. Listen to me. Men can prosper. I know that this ministry has very successful people at different levels. Building transgenerational wealth is more than just having money in your account. Building transgenerational wealth is rising to a point where you build systems that can secure your life, that even in famine you will laugh. this balloon success of rising up today and anything that happens across the world, you are shaking. That's not the kingdom's way. At every level, we can still rise higher. And for some of you who are saying, I am comfortable, your understanding is poor as far as kingdom advance is concerned. Because until the kingdom has benefited from your resources, you are not prosperous. For as long as your resources ends up with you, your comfort, yes, but your comfort alone, wrong. For the sake of thy prosperity, I desire your house. I'm going to speak over your life before we pray for the sick. Please, I plead with you in the name of Jesus. If you ever believe and respect the prophetic, believe this declaration. Just believe it and insult me that I'm stupid afterwards if it does not happen. But please believe it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I cry unto you. You are a covenant-keeping God. I have vowed and you have agreed with it that we will raise a people of influence. Lord, there are people here who love you sincerely, but this financial embarrassment has tied their lives down. I stand by the prophetic in the name of Jesus. For as many who believe in this grace and whose heart is open, I prophesy to you the grace that lifts men, bringing them out of financial shame to a life of dignity that allows you to serve the Lord. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Businesses, receive that grace now. Families, receive that grace now. Territories, receive that grace now. Anyone who is in any financial situation, you are owing, you lost money, you are in business, there's some kind of financial trouble, in the name of Jesus, like Elijah prophesied over the woman in Zarephath, I speak to your life. May God raise men to bring you out of that situation. May God raise men to bring you out of that situation. Apostle, what do I do to prosper? May my God show you in a dream. In the name of Jesus, the area connected to your wealth, I ask my God to open your eyes in the vision of the night and show you where he has kept the wine and the oil for you. Can I declare favor over you? If it happens only once in your life, it is not favor. There is a big difference between breakthrough and favor. Breakthrough is when the obstacles and the limitations that impede you are taken away. Favor is when, under regardless what conditions, you begin to have predictable positive results. God compelling men to help you. Listen, I submit to you, and at the risk of sounding proud, I know what I'm saying. Forgive me if my statement or anything sounds like boasting or arrogance. I know what it means to walk in the favor of God. I'm praying for you, such as I have. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, the one who favors men. I'm praying for you. Let this mantle rest upon your head. May this mantle rest upon your head. May this mantle rest upon your head. Sincerely, believers, hear me. Let me tell you the truth. Most of the things that are written in your prayer request are within the department of favor to give you that testimony. If you will be honest, We are going to pray for the sick shortly. But most people, there are those who are not sick in body except they are standing for others. But there is a disease of the absence of favor. You can know that a man's life is not favored, even if you are making money. You should know by now that favor is far more than money. You can have financial resources and not be favored. The difference will be clear. The proof of favor is more than money. Access to the heart of men. That's the proof of favor. You can have money and everybody hates you. There are many things money cannot do. I've always prayed for people, and you've heard me say it, that may you never be so poor that the only thing you have is money. Money can fail. It's a piece of paper. Real wealth is men. Not things. Men. The only reason why things have value is because of men who value them. Please learn this. High level spiritual intelligence, real wealth is men. When God connects your heart to men, He has connected your heart to things, and He has connected your heart to money. But you can be connected to money, connected to things, it will kill you, destroy you. Who hates you does not matter, but who likes you matters. I repeat, real wealth is men. In the multitude of men, not things, is a king's honor. Somebody who can remember you and stand for you and see to it that under their watch you actualize destiny unhindered by any kind of thing, whether financial or systemic limitations. Now that is wealth. Don't get into that illusion that money does anything. No. People misunderstand the scripture that says money answereth all things. What does the Bible mean by money? Because at those times, it was not your idea of money that they had. Real wealth is men. That's why Jesus did not come to die for things. Creation was part of the beneficiaries of salvation, but principally, it was for men. If you have money, use the money to build relationships. If you have money and the only thing you have is a house, and you say, I have an estate, you will be surprised. Estates don't visit you when you are in the sick bed. Estates don't say, I love you. Estates don't say, I'm praying for you. The fruit in your shop will not look at you and say, good morning, sir. Don't be carried away by mundane things and ignore men. Real wealth is men. Let's pray for healing. Please lay your hands on.